Hello, and welcome to Super Legend Radio, a very special episode of Super Legend Radio. Tonight, I am celebrating one of my favorite songwriters, Mr. Lou Reed. And I'm celebrating him for no apparent reason other than the fact that I would like to celebrate Lou Reed with a beer and a joint. And many, many wonderful tracks of his from his solo career that I believe have been neglected, forgotten, ignored, or cared not for. Songs that I hold dear, that I love very much by Mr. Reed, and in sharing them will hope to turn some poor soul onto these fabulous Lou Reed songs, and maybe they can do for you what they've been doing for me all these years, which is making me feel like the possibilities of the universe are endless every day that I wake up. That is what good music does. That is what good art does. That is once again why I believe totally in art therapy to cure many of society's ills. Anyways, back to Mr. Reed, or shall we say, continuing with Mr. Reed. Now, Lou Reed is not a universally loved figure. I think many a rock and roll fan will always understand and value his contributions to the form, absolutely, but his voice, his tone, his style is not to everyone's liking. Some people think he's a creep. Some people think he is a genius. Others think he's just a wonderful dude who wrote some great songs. I know people who have personally had great experiences with the man and horrible experiences with the man. But there is one thing that is undeniable, and that is his writing talent. He has written so very many classics over the years, first through his band, The Velvet Underground, which is probably my single favorite rock and roll band to come out of the 1960s, with, of course, the Rolling Stones and the Kinks, kind of in running neck and neck in many ways. But the Velvets are my Beatles. Without putting the Beatles down at all. Because obviously, we can't even get into that. My point being is that the Velvet Underground spoke to me and meant so much to me when I discovered them, when they became a huge part of my life in 1988, I believe, was the year in which our Lord came into my bedroom and played me the Black Angel's Death Song, and I was forever indebted to Mr. Reed and his fabulous work. The music that he has crafted over the years, through sincerity, through cynicism, through many different characters, he is a unique individual, fantastic artist in my estimation. And please join me on this journey that I will take you on. 20 songs of Lou Reed over his career spanning 1972 to the year 2000. I have avoided certain things because there will probably be a part two to this, because Lou cannot be contained within a single 90-minute episode, and we're just talking his solo career. I'm not even going into the Velvets, because that is its own thing all together. That was four individuals, much like the Beatles.
little while ago that you sing mainly about drugs. Is that right?
Sometimes.
Why do you do this?
Because I think the government's plotting against me.
You like singing about drugs. Is this because you like taking drugs yourself?
No. It's, because I can't carry when I go through customs. I figure somebody in the audience. You know.
Were you searched by our customs men for drugs?
Oh, no, because I don't take any.
No drugs at all?
Mm-mm.
And yet you sing about them.
I'm high on life.
Do you want people to take drugs themselves? Is this perhaps why you sing about drugs?
Oh, yeah, I want them to take drugs.
Why is this?
Because it's better than Monopoly.
Almost ended New York night. Who's gonna see them? says, I'm so empty. No surface, no depth. Oh, please, can't I be you? Your personality so great. Like new buildings, square tall and slim. Sorry, Miss Stupid. Didn't know what's game. I'm just waiting. Let's up and die. It's really getting too crowded here. Help me, New York stars. Contribution accepted all the same. We need a new people store. Remember, we're very good at games.
why would anybody want to shock somebody else? I mean, what is the kick in that? I mean, to sell records? Well, it, obviously, it doesn't have that effect. It keeps my record sales down. So unless I'm into some strange kind of aberrant masochism, you know, I just find it, for convenience sake, easier to, like, separate myself from the act.
A box with a note that says, "Goodbye, Charlie, thanks a lot."
I see a child through a window with a bib, and I think of us and what we almost did. The Hudson rocketing with light, the ships past the Statue of Liberty at night. They call it ecstasy. As alabaster, with white veins running through my cheeks, a big stud through my eyebrow, a scar on my arm that says domain. I put it over the tattoo that contained your name. They called you ecstasy, ecstasy. Of a time and what I couldn't do, I couldn't hold you close, I couldn't become you. They call you ecstasy. I can't hold you down, I can't hold you up. I feel like that car that I saw today, no radio, no engine, no hood. I'm going to the cafe, I hope they got music and I hope that they can play. But if we have to part, I'll have a new scar right over my heart. I'll call it ecstasy. Oh, ecstasy, ecstasy, ecstasy.
This is no time to clear the plate. Let's not be sorry.
Was indeed the song There Is No Time from his 1989 LP New York. And before that I had the title track from his record Ecstasy from the year 2000, which a friend of mine hated that album cover, that CD cover. He said it looks like Laurie Anderson is blowing him. And before that we had Looking for Love from the Bells, 1979. Before that was Banging on My Drum from the Rock and Roll Heart LP from 1976, a rather mediocre affair all the way through, with some bright diamonds in there. Banging on My Drum, of course, being one of them. And before that, we had New York Stars from Sally Can't Dance from 1974, and that is a very weird record of Lou's. I like it, but it's, I don't know, it never feels right. But then you take the songs off individually and they kind of glow with their own life. But then together it doesn't make a interesting narrative, I think. But that song New York Stars I absolutely love. If you listen to the lyrics, it's incredibly bitchy. Before that was Nowhere at All from Coney Island Baby, a particularly good Lou record from 1976. Before that, of course, is Hangin' Round from the seminal Transformer record from 1972, and I kicked off that whole set with probably one of my all-time favorite Lou Reed songs, originally recorded by the Velvet Underground. I Can't Stand It. From the 1972 self-titled debut record that he recorded, I believe, in England. London, England, with some, like, Rick Wright? Or who was on that record? I don't know. Rick Wakeman, I think, is on it. Anyways, I'm not caring enough. Go Wikipedia, goddammit. Alright, let's kick off this next set of tunes with a really, really downbeat stunner from Sally Can't Dance, 1974. This is Kill Yourself.
All you two, the psychiatrists, are giving you electroshock. They say that when you live at home with mom and dad instead of mental hospitals. But every time you tried to read a book, you couldn't get to page 17. Of course you forgot where you were, so you couldn't even read. Don't you know they're gonna kill your sons? Don't you know they're gonna kill your sons? Sons until they're right. sister, she got married on the island, and her husband takes the train. He's big and he's fat, and he doesn't even have a brain. They're gonna kill your son. Don't you know they're gonna kill your sons? I was so sad I didn't even get a letter. All of the drugs that we took, it really was lots of fun. But when they shoot you up with orazine or crystal smoke, you choke like a son of a gun. Don't you know they're gonna kill your sons? Don't you know they're gonna kill your sons? Don't you know they're gonna kill? We'll be right back. going to public school. During recess in the concrete playground, they lined us up by twos. In alphabetical order, Reagan, Reed, and Rousseau, I still remember the names. And stickball and stupor were the only games that we played. And I wanted to be like my old man. I wanted to grow up to be like my old man. Just like I wanted to be, just like I wanted to act like my old man. I want you to be like I wanted to act like I wanted to be just like my old man. And then like everyone else I started to grow. And I didn't want to be like my father anymore. I was sick of his bullying and having to hide under a desk on the floor. And when he beat my mother, it made me so mad that I could choke. And I didn't want to be like my old man. I didn't even want to look like my old man. I didn't even want to seem like my old man. A son watches his father being cruel to his mother and makes a vow to return only when he is so much richer, in every way so much bigger, that the old man will never hit anyone again. Out of control. The bow was being ripped to shreds. Men were fighting down below. The sea had pummeled them for so long that they knew nothing but fear. And the baby's in his box. He thinks the door is locked. The sea is in a state. The baby learns to wait for the heroine. Oh, for the heroine. Locked in his defense, he waits for the heroine. Mast is cracking as the waves are slapping. Sailors rolled across the deck. And when they thought no one was looking, they would cut a weaker man's neck. While the heroine, dressed in a virgin white dress, tried to steer the mighty ship. But the raging storm wouldn't hear of it. They were in for a long trip. In a box, thinks the door is locked. He finds it hard to breathe, drawing in the sea. And where's the heroine to fire off the gun to calm the raging seas?
and let herself be seized by the baby in the box. He thinks the door is locked, the woman has the keys, but there's no moment she can seize. Here's to the heroine who transcends all the men who were locked inside the box. Will the lady let him out? Oh, the heroine. Ooh, the heroine. Strapped to the mast, the pale ascendant heroine. Strapped to the mast, the pale ascendant heroine. He made love to her gently, it was like she never ever come. And then sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, when the sun rose and he made to leave. You know, sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, neither one regretted a thing. cunt's not breathing. I think she's had too much or something or other. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't mean to scare you, but you're the one who came here, and you're the one who's gotta take her when you leave. I'm not being smart or trying to be cool in my part, and I'm not gonna wear my heart on my sleeve. But you know, people get all emotional, and sometimes, man, they just don't act rationally, yo. They think they're just on TV. Sha-la-la-la, man. Why don't you just slip her away? You know, I'm glad that we met, man. It really was nice talking, and I really wish that there was a little more time to speak. But you know, it could be a hassle trying to explain myself to a police officer about how it was your old lady got herself stiffed. And it's not like we could help her, there was nothing no one could do. And if there was, man, you know I would have been the first. But when someone turns that blue, it's a universal truth, and you just know that bitch will never fuck again. By the way, that's really some bad shit that you came to our place with. But you ought to be more careful around the little girls. It's either the best or it's the worst. And since I don't have to choose, I guess I won't. And I know this ain't no way to treat a guest. But why don't you grab your old lady by the feet and just lay her out in the darkest street, and by morning she's just another hit and run. You know, some people got no choice, and they can never find a voice to talk with that they could even call their own. So the first thing that they see that allows them the right to be, why they follow it. You know, it's called bad luck.
Slip away, come on baby.
Why don't you slip away? Love has gone away. Took the rings off my fingers, and there's nothing left to say. But oh how I need a baby. Come on, baby, I need you, baby. Oh, please don't slip away. I need your lover so bad, babe. Please don't slip away.
You're between a hard place and a wall, and your car breaks down in traffic on the street. Remember, I'm the one who loves you. You can always give me a call. Turn to me, turn to me, baby, turn to me. If your father is freebasing and your mother turning tricks, that's still no reason you should have a rip. Remember, I'm the one who loves you. You can always give me a call. Turn to me,
turn to me,
turn to me. Nothing between your legs, and some friend died of something that you can't pronounce. Remember, I'm the one who loves you. Hey baby, you can always give me a call. Turn to me,
turn to me,
turn to me.
Lou Reed character, as I see him, goes up to a certain point, and I disagree with a lot of, I mean, there are a lot of different Lou Reeds on the album. I mean, sometimes espousing a point of view that's contradictory, say, to the next track, people don't seem to realize that. But it's also, he has different, like I was telling you before, it's like, but this one is the one he would wear, because with the black and the silver and things. Like, I'm very aware of what he does and what he's up to, and you know, we have meetings. No, but seriously, I don't want to get polyslavic with you, I don't want to do an erudition trip on you and get into all kinds of hassles, but like, you're talking to me, like, you know, don't confuse me with that, you know.
Sitting in our rooftop garden, looking down below, sitting in our rooftop garden, waiting for the sun. Isn't it lovely watching a plane go by? What a lovely couple are you and I. Sitting in our rooftop garden, a few drops of rain. The lights in the city blinking on, just the same. No sugar with my coffee, how's your tea? In our rooftop garden above the city, see any letters, let's not answer the phone. Let's just pretend that there's no one at home in our rooftop garden, in our rooftop garden, in our rooftop garden.
We were always standing on another song on that jukebox. Please play another pretty sad song for me. And if that phone rings, tell them that you haven't seen me. If that phone rings, tell them that you haven't seen me for weeks. And this one here's on me. Ceremony, standing on ceremony, standing on ceremony, standing on ceremony. You're always standing on your ceremony.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Wash that down with some diesel punk. Okay, that was... that was the song Standing on Ceremony from 1980's Growing Up in Public Record, which I know some people are a particular fan of fans of that record. It has a small cult of its own. I, for one, like it, but I'm not very fond of all the arrangements, the way they're done on there. It's just a little too awkward and slick in the strangest ways. And again, if you watch live footage on YouTube with that same band, they're phenomenal. I mean, they're killing it. They're taking songs from Berlin and, like, making them better, even. I mean, it's... So, I don't know. But the record is, it's material, great. So, Growing Up in Public, which came out in 1980, that's him, like, sort of, I think, litigating his whole family life. Before that was Rooftop Garden from 1983's A Legendary Hearts. A song I think is very pretty, very beautiful, very simple. Very evocative, though. I actually used the lyrics to that in a poem. For a project in high school, as a example of a good poem in contemporary music, or contemporary, you know, poetry, or whatever the fuck they were fucking asking. I can't remember. That was like 30 years ago. Give me a break. All right. Before that was "Turn to Me" from New Sensations, a record that I am actually a huge fan of. I don't think I know anyone else who likes it. I love it. I think it's a great new record, and I give no fucks for anyone who thinks it's too slick or weird or dumb or silly. That song, Turn to Me, is actually one of my absolute standout favorites from that record. Great riff, great lyric, very personable, very funny. I like that song. Before that, we had the title track Street Hassle from the Street Hassle record from 1978. Another supreme favorite Lou record of mine, Street Hassle, 1978. Probably, bar none, the closest he ever got back to doing a Velvets-type thing other than Metal Machine music, you know, that really answered that kind of potential he laid forth with the Velvets. That kind of deep stuff he was doing. Before that, speaking of that, is a song called Heroin, or The Heroin, from The Blue Mask from 1982. It's just, that's just a beautiful stripped down song, just demonstrating what a badass songwriter he is. I mean, that he could do something like that, you know. I mean, let's see James Taylor or fucking Paul Simon write that shit. These guys couldn't do that shit. Alright, before that we had My Old Man from Growing Up in Public, another great track from that record. Before that, Leave Me Alone from Street Hassle. And I started the whole thing off with Kill Your Sons from Cass Sally Can't Dance.
Hey, if it ain't the rock and roll animal itself, what you doing, bro?
Standing on the corner.
Well, I can see that. What you got in your hand?
She kissing my hand.
No shit! What it is?
Jackson's courses, tears in her vest. Fucking faggot junk. I'm a new rock and roll band. Well, I can see that.
Some people say that you can.
No, no, no.
Not that old who you are. And some people say they can't move.
No, no, no.
Not that old where they are.
Gimme, gimme, gimme some good times. Gimme, gimme, gimme some pain. No matter how ugly you are, you know to me it all looks the same. From the morning in the blue clouds, now just shining up with dew. Riding through the city in the big cars, and me, I ain't got nothing to do. Gimme, gimme, gimme some good times. Gimme, gimme, gimme some pain. Don't you know that always look ugly. To me, they always look the same. Oh, give me, give me, give me some good. Both them look ugly. To me, they always look the same. Don't you know?
Was a greatness to behold. He was the last surviving progeny, the last one on this side of the world. He measured a half mile from tip to tail, silver and black, with powerful fins. They say he could split a mountain in two. That's how he got the Grand Canyon. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Some say they saw him at the Great Lakes. Some say they saw him off of Florida. My mother said she saw him in Chinatown. But you can't always trust your mother. Off the Carolinas, the sun shines brightly in the day. The lighthouse glows ghostly there at night. The G chief of a local tribe had killed a racist mayor's son. He'd been on death row since 1958. The mayor's kid was a rowdy pig, spit on Indians and lots worse. The old chief buried a hatchet in his head. Life compared to death for him seemed worse. The tribal brothers gathered in the lighthouse to sing and tried to conjure up a storm or rain. The harbor parted, a great whale sprang full up and caused a huge tidal wave. The wave crushed the jail and freed the chief. The tribe let out a roar. Whites were drowned, the browns and reds set free, but sadly one thing more. Some local yokel member of the NRA kept a bazooka in his living room, and thinking he had the chief in his sights, blew the whale's brains out with a lead harpoon. Let's create American whale. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Well, Americans don't care for much of anything. Land and water the least. And animal life is low on the totem pole, with human life not worth more than infected yeast. Americans don't care too much for beauty. They'll shit in a river, dump battery acid in a stream. They'll watch dead rats wash up on the beach, complain if they can't swim. They say things are done for the majority. Don't believe half of what you see, none of what you hear. It's like what my painter friend Donald said to me. Stick a fork in their ass and turn them over, they're done.
Was the president of these United States. I dreamed I replaced ignorance, stupidity, and hate. I dreamed the perfect union and a perfect law undenied. Of all I dreamed, I forgot the day John Kennedy died. I dreamed that I could do the job that others hadn't done. I dreamed that I was uncorrupt and fair to everyone. I dreamed I wasn't gross or base, a criminal on the take. And most of all I dreamed I forgot the day John Kennedy died. Remember where I was that day? I was upstate in a bar. The team from the university was playing football on TV. Then the screen went dead and the announcer said, "There's been a tragedy. Unconfirmed reports the president's been shot and he may be dead or dying." Talking stopped, someone shouted what? I ran out to the street. People were gathered everywhere saying, "Did you hear what they said on TV?" And then a guy in a Porsche
with his radio hit his horn and told us the news. He says the president's dead, he was shot twice in the head in Dallas, and they don't know by whom. I dreamed I was the president of these United States. I dreamed that I was young and smart, and it was not a waste. I dreamed that there was a point to life and to the human race. I dreamed that I could somehow comprehend that someone shot him in the face. Oh, the day John Kennedy died.
That is The Day John Kennedy Died from 1982's The Blue Mask LP. Another record I think is great. A great Lou LP. That track in particular I really, really love. I love the atmosphere of it. I love the story. I find it very compelling and very visual. Like, I remember the first time I ever heard that song. In my mind, I saw every single thing he describes in that song happen right in front of me. I feel that's how vivid he painted a picture of the day John Kennedy died. Before that, speaking of it, same thing, same kind of evocation. Last Great American Whale from 1989's New York LP. That's another one where I just listen to it and I know when he sings about the, when he speaks, doesn't, he kind of speaks, sings about the chief and about the whale and you know, and the things he says about Americans, dumb battery acid in the fucking river. I mean, it's a caustic little fucking tune. I mean, it really, really is an incredible, incredible story I think he tells in that song. I love that tune. And I kicked off that whole set with Give Me Some Good Times from Street Hassle, which is the opening track from Street Hassle, which once again is an absolute stunner of a Lou Reed record, and I think everybody should own it. It's a great connector to from the you know, if you went from the Velvets to Transformer to Metal Machine Music to Street Hassle, you'd probably complete like a very full version of his, I guess, darker impulses in music, which is what a lot of people like about Lou, I think, the most. I'm a fan of him all around. I like it even when he's trying to be an 80s pop star, you know. I was okay with that. I just think he's a great songwriter and a good entertainer, and he has many, many facets to his songwriting personality, like all great artists should, I believe. And, you know, you're going to get audiences that only like one portion of what he did, and then you're going to get other people like me who like all of it and can roll with all of it. Of course, I can't really vouch for The Raven or, you know, Lulu. I think I tried those records out for size, and they didn't gel with me. But there's plenty of stuff I wasn't able to get to in this thing from, you know, Berlin, Magic and Loss, At the Twilight Reeling, Mistrial, Metal Machine Music itself, Songs for Drella even, I think, has one or two cuts that I can still handle in this day and age. I thought that record at the time when it came out was brilliant, and then I listened to it like 5 years ago and was like, ooh, I don't know about some of these songs. But some of them are cool. I mean, but those guys even, those guys are so talented, they can even just toss off Cheese better than most people's earnest efforts. So anyways, thanks again for joining me on this Lou Reed excursion. This is one of my very favorite songs by him. The title track from 1984's New Sensations LP. The song, New Sensations. This is another vivid little tune. He tells some story, and I really see it in my mind. I see him traveling on his bike, going down the countryside, cruising. Until next time, enjoy the loo.
I don't like guilt, be it stone or stupid. Drunk and disorderly, I ain't no Cupid. 2 years ago today, I was arrested on Christmas Eve. I don't want pain, I want to walk, not be carried. I don't want to give it up, I want to stay married. I ain't no dog, tied to a parked car. Sensations. Ooh, new sensation. Talking about some new sensation. Timeless news. I want to eradicate my negative views and get rid of those people who are always on the down. It's easy enough to tell what is wrong, but that's not what I want to hear all night long. Some people are like human to an all. Sensations. Ooh, ooh, new sensations. Talk about some new sensations. Outside. I rode to Pennsylvania near the Delaware Gap. Sometimes I got lost and had to check the map. I stopped at a roadside diner for a burger and a Coke. There were some country folk and some hunters inside. Somebody got themselves married and somebody died. I went to the jukebox and played a hillbilly song. They was arguing about football as I waved and went outside, and I headed for the mountains feeling warm inside. I love that GPZ so much, you know that I could kiss her.